a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Joining us now, former offensive coordinator, now head coach at Weber State, Mickey Mental joins us. Does it, Coach, first off, how are you? How are things?
Things are going well.
Does it feel weird to say head coach, or is that kind of sunk in now?
It's kind of sunk in now.
Hey, you get the official class is now in the books after yesterday. Did you feel like you got most of your work done in December? Was there still a lot of work to be done leading up into February?
I feel like we were on a good path come December. We had the guys targeted, in my opinion, correctly. We hit on a few early on in December, and then obviously made the push for the second signing day. So, real proud of obviously our assistants and what they were able to accomplish, and they worked their butts off to obviously finish this class out the right way.
So kind of walk us through when you take over a job, and I've heard coaches say it's like drinking from a fire hose, you know, your first few months on a job. Has it felt like this? And how hard was it to switch into recruiting mode and get things back on track after, you know, after a coaching change?
I was blessed, obviously, to keep the staff in contact. I think that's the biggest thing. And then obviously, you know, this is my second go round at it. First time was during COVID, so I don't think it gets much more crazier than that. So, but no, obviously you got to regroup and make sure everybody's on the same page. And I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, just trying to relay your vision. Not that it differed from Coach Hill's that much, but just make sure we're always on the same page as the coaching staff.
How? What were some of the needs that you had to address, and how do you feel like those were addressed with this class?
You know, when you always talk about need, I think college football is always about acquiring depth from a young person. If you're a good program, then obviously I don't think you have as many young players come in and play. But obviously, I think the guys that we got are difference makers, whether it be now or in the future. But you know, you're just looking to build your roster. And always making sure the cupboard's full.
Obviously, some key losses in the transfer portal. That's the life you guys are living in right now in the world of college athletics. How difficult is it when you're dealing with NIL at the FBS level and some of those things to try to hold on to a roster?
Well, I think it makes it more challenging just because of the you know, some of the programs that have a operating budget or NLI. Accessibility greater than you, but I think as long as you're upfront and honest with young people, and you know, want to coach them hard, you want to see them be successful, I think you're going to be in a good predicament as you obviously battle some of these different NIL deals.
You had a receiver from SMU, Jalen Record. Kind of give us your thoughts on him and how he can impact your team.
Jay. It's crazy because when I was at Notre Dame, we were the first ones to offer him. So I had a previous relationship with Jake. Very explosive, very fast. The thing that sticks out to me about Jay is, you know, his willingness to work. And he's about ball. He's about, you know, bettering the team, bettering himself day in and day out.
You look across your class here, including your December signings, you know, you're all across the board. You know, Washington, Texas, California. Is that recruiting area still, you know, pretty much the same heavy, you know, you try to go Utah, and then outside of that, is that kind of the same range that you're looking at as what we saw in previous years at Weber State?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you got to take care of home. Even though we were unable to sign any, no Utah kids on a scholarship, but we got some really good players coming in from the state, whether it be obviously missionary or whatever. I feel good. You got to protect home. So I felt we offered the right kids. Things just shook out differently, and that's the world of recruiting. But obviously outside the state, you want to supplement in-state guys, and I thought we did a really good job of that this year.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What sets Weber State apart from other FCS schools? I mean, you've been with the program for a year now. Now you're as the head coach. When you're in a kid's living room, what are you selling about Weber State?
The people. First and foremost, you know, like I told these guys that signed, I was in your shoes 9 months ago on why should I come to Weber. It was really easy. It was about the people you work with, the people that are going to impact your son's life, whether it be on the field, off the field, in the weight room, in the training room. You're just surrounded by good people that want to see young people succeed at a high level.
Mickey Mental, new head coach at Weber State, joining us right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. From a schematic standpoint, obviously the offense will remain the same. You ran it last year. You kept a lot of guys currently on staff. So when somebody shows up there at the stadium coming up in the fall, is what this team does, I mean, the feel and the look of this team will be pretty much what we saw in years past from Weber State?
Yeah. You know, obviously the success that they've had at Weber State over the past 6-7 years. I mean, we just got to continue on our journey in our process and get better each and every day and focus on us. You know, obviously to take that next step, you got to do some things a little bit different within the season. So you have the ability to get a first round bye, to put yourself in a predicament to obviously challenge for a national championship.
I'm trying to think of the right way to ask this. Were you surprised by the quality of ball in Big Sky play, or were you expecting this conference to be as tough as it is? Because, I mean, they get after it in the Big Sky.
I've had multiple people work in the Big Sky. My coordinator in college at BW was the offensive coordinator at Eastern Washington at the time, and now he's at Hawaii, and Ian Shoemaker. So, always had conversations with him, and then obviously one of the guys, my offensive line coach at Notre Dame, played at Cal Poly. So you hear stories, and obviously you read and watch games. I mean, I knew that was one of the biggest attractions in coming to the Big Sky. You know, it's possibly the best FCS conference in America. So very familiar with it, and obviously one of the reasons why I wanted to get into it.
You know, we hear a lot of, you know, old get off my lawn guys say the kids are different these days and you have to treat them different as a coach. Have you noticed that in your years, or are kids still pretty much the same? They just want to be coached hard and hopefully give a chance to be successful.
I think it's, you know, the biggest thing is how you connect with certain individuals, certain players. I think as long as you can connect in coaching, it's the same. Obviously, some of the tactics on how you connect are different. You can't coach them how you used to back in the day, but everybody wants the same goal. They want to obviously have the opportunity at the next level and get a degree. So as long as they're passionate about those things, I think you can push them as hard as you can.
So Bronson Barron hits the portal. I know a lot of people, especially from your background on the offensive side, want to talk quarterback. What's that room look like going into spring, and what can Wildcat fans expect there?
I mean, obviously you're going to have, Kylan Weiser's coming back. Obviously a guy that's had a lot of experience in playing in games. Creighton Cooper, who's played in games and has experience. And then we got two guys in Brian Harp and Jay Collingshouse who have done a good job in this past year. And then obviously we brought in Richie Munoz and Dylan Gutierrez out of California. So I love where our room's at. And then obviously, I'm sorry, Tiger Adolfo from Idaho won a state championship. He's currently on the roster, and I loved what I saw out of him. So I think we got pieces now. It's about how do we develop those pieces. But anytime you can bring back a Kylan Weiser and a Creighton Cooper who played big time ball, you feel good about it.
I know that you've got a lot of guys on staff that have dealt with it, but from your perspective, how difficult is it to try to learn how to deal with the missionary program and stagger rosters to try to compensate for guys that are going to be gone for 2 years?
It's different for me, obviously. I haven't had to deal with it, but obviously with the guys on staff, just talking to them, what are some of the things I should be looking for, or how should we go about it? They give me really good insight and feedback on certain situations. Some of our coaches actually went on a mission, so it definitely helps me put things in perspective and make a great decision when it's all said and done.
Can that sometimes be advantageous when you get guys that are a little older and a little bit more mature?
Absolutely. I think the hunger sometimes is there, being away from the game for 2 years. They don't take certain things for granted, obviously, after they serve their mission. And then obviously when you're a totally different person when you're 18, the 21-year-old or 21.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time.
Thanks. Being more mature is a huge advantage.
Sorry, cut out there for a second, but appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. And look forward to catching up with you again here soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time, Scott.
You got it. Mickey Mental, new head coach at Weber State, joining us right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.